Gemara says in Daf Maf and Beis, Tan Hasan Pikel Bakemitz Abul Vayna Abul Vayna Bakemitz Amir Amir Pikel Bakharim Alav Karis V'Chacham Amirim Ein Bakaris Ashi Fagel B'Chol HaMater. The Gemara says in Amir Shem and Lakish L'Tein B'Tam Adar Amir D'Kasab M'Fagel B'Chatzim Mater. Pshan Amir is not because he holds M'Fagel B'Chatzim Mater. L'Hakam B'Maiskim K'Gan Shanasan Sakemitz V'Machshava V'Avodah B'Shtika Kasab B'Kol Aysa Dasi Shanu Aysa. So the reason is not that because M'Fagel B'Chatzim Mater, but because Al Dasi Shanu Aysa, and it's as if he was M'Fagel B'Chol HaMater. And Rashi is Mazman, the Mamaskol Kigun Shanasan Sakamitz Machshava, and he says that the time Mishim Daldas Rishon, Asav and Nimsa Mefag Bechol Amater, Rabban and Saga Das Rishon and Laminon, Elim Ken Amar after Sheni, Bechol Machshava the Kutcha Maitsi Bepehu, and he adds his words over here at the end, the Kol Machshava the Kutcha Maitsi Bepehu. So Rashi here says the famous words where you see that this is Rashi Shita, that whenever we have Machshava, when it comes to Kutcha, it means to be Maitsi Bepeh. It doesn't mean Kipshuta that you think it, but it means you have to actually be medaber. This is not like other Rishonim hold the machshava is the machshava kapshuta. Over here, Rashi is being mechadish that all machshava of kachem is maitzi bepeh. But the pala is, why is Rashi saying this over here, dafka? That's, you know, something which is true in all the sugyas of pigol and shloi lishma. Why is Rashi speaking out bedafka over here? So there's a pshat from the Viskarov. Viskarov says that he's really coming to Bavarna Kasha, because if you look in the sugya and daf beis and beis over there, it's mavur that this dinner kol aisa das yishen aisa seems to be lechuliyama. No one is chaylik on it. Over here, Rashi is saying that the way the Gemara is saying over here, it's a machlekes. Machlekes between Tanakam and Rameir. So how could it be that over there everyone agrees, but over here it's a davar which is telling on a machlekes? So the Viskarov wants to learn that the pshat is that really, there's a chilik between the two sugyas, because over there we're talking about machshava shaloi lishma, and by machshava shaloi lishma, the pshat is that it's not a davar, the din that you need to, that it needs to be lishma. It's not a machshava hapaselis, but it just has to be that the karmen is nisa daita dahachi, the karmen has to be done lishma. And in such a machshava, then even Rabbanan agree that we say al das v'shena isa. Mashenkin over here by pigel is a machshava that passes a karmen. There's some type of chalos psul machshava that you're doing through your machshava. It's not just that the carbon has to be done in such a way. And on that, we have machlekes whether we say stam lishma or not. And the Biskrav says, and how do we know that that is the getter by pigel? From the fact that you need dibur. If you need dibur, that means there's some type of machshava paselis. It's your pasul, the carbon machshava, mashenkin by machshava shalo lishma. Over there would come out if this. You don't need dibur. That would be the machshava even if you rashi. And over there, you would say kol aisa das yishenu aisa, and that's how Rashi is speaking out over here. That the pshat, the fact that the Rabbanan hold, we don't say kol aisa das yishenu aisa, is because he holds that you need dibur dafka, and therefore it's some type of machshava paselis. And that's how Rashi speaks it out the dafka over here, which is a little bit tzarichin lashon of Rashi, because Rashi's mashav chol machshava dekach shemaitzi bepeh sounds like it's true by all machshavas. If this, it would not be all machshavas; it would be dafka by pigel and those type of machshavas mashenkin by shaloi lishma v'deime. Yutaka would not need to be Maitzi Bepeh. But Lulei Dvarav of the Biskrav, I would think maybe it could be Mazar Rashi in a more Pashat Oifen, and maybe the Pshat could be like this, that Rashi's bothered with Akasha, that Avada Rashi always held that Kol Machshav the Kachim is Maitzi Bepeh. But Rashi never needed to say anything, because that's Pashat, that's what it means. That's what Machshav the Kachim is, means you have to be Maitzi Bepeh. But over here in this Gemara, he has to Bavarna, because the Lashon of the Gemara is that you gave the that the way he did it was, Yanshanasan is Akkermitz b'machshava v'alavayna b'shtika. So when the Gemara uses this lashon b'machshava, sounds like that it's b'machshava mamish, that the machshavas we're talking about is b'machshava, not b'dibur, because the Gemara doesn't use a lashon dibur, uses lashon of machshava. And therefore he has to bavarn that don't think that it means machshava, no, rather means dibur. Now, even though all the time we always use the lashon of machshavas by kachim, like chasha, we always use the lashon of machshava, but that doesn't bother Rashi so much, because that can be the way the Gemara refers to the machshavas in general. It's called machshavas, but it means you do it bepeh. You have to be mighty the machshava bepeh. So it's not such a taina. But over here, when the Gemara is coming to be mechalik between that you did one avayda b'machshava, one b'dibur, and the Gemara uses a lashon kigun shenasan esa kaimetz b'machshava v'alavayna b'shtika. So really, the Gemara is coming to be mechalik mamish between how you did it. The Gemara is getting into the pratim. So if you're getting into the pratim and you're saying one was b'shtika, the counter should be, the other one was b'dibur. Don't say b'machshava, say b'dibur. And you want to say that as a shame, kailal, machshava is kailal dibur, that's fine. But over here, you're getting into the nitty-gritty. The one was b'shtika, you were quiet. The one was b'machshava. It's mashav from that. The machshava is dafka, that you did it b'machshava. It doesn't say you did it b'dibur. So there would be a mashmais over here that machshava's kachem is kipshuta, is b'machshava, and not b'dibur. And therefore, Rashi has to bavar. And then don't think that that's the pshat, even over here. Machshava means dibur, because kol machshava the kachem maitzi bepehu, And that is the way the Gemara refers to Dibur, but Avada is something which is true everywhere, just over here there would be a Mashmas Fakert, and that's why Rashi felt the need to speak it out over here.